Good morning, sleepyhead. Did you sleep well?
I'm glad.
I slept pretty good, too. From the fact that my feet got cold. I really need new kawaii socks. Or I could take your socks. What? You don't want that? Well, it's understanding when you get cold feet, and I really don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. Like I said, because it's my job to guide the way to everyone and protect them, or else I will have to go back to be a forest harpy again, and trust me, that's so boring. Oh, yes. Most of the time you get to free animals that got stuck somewhere. And that happens way too often. And if a human ever appeared, they just got lost in the forest and their stories are so boring. But there's no time for that now. You need to get up so we can have breakfast and then get going. You need to get up now. You will get up if I tell you what's for breakfast. Well, I made something very simple since I don't really have a kitchen here. Well, be patient. I was going to tell you now. Okay, so I made some scrambled eggs with bacon. Yes, I have bacon out here. I said I have stuff you need. Now, the last thing I made, and trust me, it's the best part of breakfast, okay? Ready? Popcorn! Yeah, popcorn. It's something you can eat for breakfast. Trust me. I've been eating it for the last 5 years, so I think I know if you can eat it. Thank you very much. Sorry if that sounded mean. Okay, you don't mind. I'm glad, but that doesn't matter now that I said what's for breakfast, so you have to get up. Now, great. Get over here, because here's your breakfast, and please don't eat so slow. We kinda need to hurry a bit.
Okay, sure. A total popcorn scrub for breakfast.
Hey, watch out, your bacon. And it fell down. I'm sorry, but your face is really cute when I see a jack over your bacon. Oh, I'm sorry, but if you can finish your eggs now and not drop them too, we can get started on the walk home. I said I'm sorry. Will a hug make it better? Then get over here. I really like hugging people. But now we have to get going, so pack the stuff you brought with you and then we get on the rainbow. What do you mean, where is the rainbow? The rainbow isn't like a train. You don't have specific times. Yes, I said I know when the rainbow will manifest and disappear again. But only know of like a rough time period. Could be 5 minutes or 1 minute until it appears. So we just gotta wait. And while we wait, do you have any questions about me? Well, since we're together, almost only I ask questions about you, and you rarely ask questions. It's okay. Take your time. Oh, and hey! The rain is here, so let's get it going. If you have a question about me, well, then ask. You want to know how I became a harpy? Okay then, first of all, you don't become a harpy. You get born as one, just like you humans, but we come out of eggs. No, we don't have our wings at birth. Since we hatched, they grow all the time. I hope that answered your question. My name? Well, oh, I forgot to tell you, didn't I? My name is Kiara. You like it? I'm glad. Do you have any other question? You want to know how I got the task of being the guardian of the rainbow? Now do you? Oh god, they're cute when they don't know if they can ask a question or not. I really like them. I was just trying to remember how I got the task. Okay, I remember more. Well, if you prove to the Harpy Council and its members who are like the older ones in the country, you have the abilities necessary to get tasks with, for example, the Guardian of the Rainbow, you get the task! What abilities? What abilities I need to be the Guardian of the Rainbow? Well, there's kind of a lot, but I can tell you the most important ones. So you need to be trustworthy, since the humans have to trust you. Also need to have a likable personality, as you will spend a lot of time with the humans. And it's not that good if the human doesn't like you. You also need to be... Wait a minute. Is that thing over there a thundercloud? It is, isn't it? We need to hurry a bit. I think I already told you the rainbow can't exist without sunshine. But I don't have a problem with telling you again, I just... Gosh, what am I doing? I made it way too obvious that I like them very much. Oh god, what am I gonna do? Oh yes, I'm coming. Sorry. Yeah, just a little in thoughts. You know, the clouds worry me a bit. But, alright, we just need to walk a tiny bit faster. Any more questions for me? No. I can't really tell you when I hatched. It's kind of a secret. But if you promise not to tell anyone, I will tell you once we reach our target on the rainbow, which will be a while to try to remember it. Oh, hey! Will you look at that? The thunderstorm is moving away from us, so we don't have to hurry that much. Of course, that's good. If that thunderstorm would have moved into our direction, we would have had to start running a bit. And I don't really like running. So, how do you like your journey so far? I really hope that I was a pleasant travel partner. Wow, you enjoyed the journey so far. And you enjoy my company? Well, I'm really glad. I enjoy your company too. What did I ask? Well, there have been some people who are constantly complaining about my feet hurt, the food's bad. Do you even know what you're doing? And I know... I can be annoying, and this can be annoying, but you don't do that, so I... I really appreciate that. So thank you. You want to know who was the best human I ever guided through this journey? If I'm honest, it's you. Yeah, really. You are one of the nicest ones, and I mean you always behave in a nice way. You don't think you know better than me and just accept a no. And I just like you in general, plus you have a cute face. I didn't mean to say that. Damn it. Yes, I'm sure I definitely did not say I think you're cute. Damn it. Okay. Fine, I think you're really cute and I kinda really like you. That's why I was so quiet and stopped walking sometimes. Because I kinda get lost by thinking how to tell you and and that I think you're cute. I think I now trust you enough to tell you where the place I hatched and grew up is before we reach our destination. Well, I can tell you where it is and take you there maybe, show you around, eat some of the more traditional foods for us Harpies. Yeah, I guess you can call it a date. The thing is, we can't start flying there now. We need to walk a bit until we reach a good wind stream. Well, you see, I can fly there by myself, no problem, but if I carry someone else, I kinda need the wind to support me, as my wings aren't really that strong yet. Thank you for the compliment that my wings look strong enough. You're just so nice. This is why one of the reasons why I like you so much. But I assure you, we would fall to ground if we were to fly without a windstream. But there should be one nearby, so we don't have to walk that far. Oh, and just as I said, there we have it. Okay, I gotta explain a few things to you so the flight will be safe for the both of us. For example, if you don't know where to hold, you could fall down and I don't think you or I want that to happen. Now sit down and just listen, student. Okay, if you hang on to me, put your hands around my back and grab the parts of my wings that is attached to my back. And then I can put my arms around you so you're a bit more safe. I guess you can call it a safety hug. So, the start right now might be a bit wild. We will kind of go up and down like the turbulence, a little bit left and right, but if you hold on to me, like I said, you just should be just fine. Mm-hmm. In the good safety hug. Now, let's go. Hold on tight. It'll be a while until we are there. You ready? Okay, off we go.